Maybe you imagine the voice of a man like me saying, come back to me. This is not the same voice. It's different. What is the difference? What is the difference between my voice saying, come back to me, and his voice?
Infinite.
You remember he said be. Therefore everything is. It happens when he says. That's how I firmly believe in it. He said be, therefore it was. That's how I see the creation. So his wish will be done. His wish is me. Keeping up the payment, that's what I would love. No matter what, because it will happen. You know what? Look at your heart. Look at your sentiment, your emotions and all of that. How do you feel? Depends. Sometimes you feel happy. Sometimes you feel sad. This kind of heart is no heart. Which one of you are not excluded here? So this is not the heart. Heart, the real heart, is a situation which has nothing to do with sorrow and happiness. It's beyond these two stuff. Let's hear it. Peter,
17, 19, 93.
Was that from 17, 19? If you could.
Body can see thee in bodily fashion. It fancies thy sadness or laughter. Do not say that the heart that is bound by sadness and laughter is worthy of seeing thee. He who is bound by sadness and laughter is living by means of these two borrowed things. In the verdant garden of love, which is without end, there are many fruits besides sorrow and joy. Love is higher than these two states of feeling. Without spring and without autumn, it is green and fresh. Pay the tithe on thy fair face, O beauteous one. Relate the story of the soul that is rent in pieces.
Who is saying this? Suddenly, Rumi was talking, right? And the story stops, the merchant is quiet now, Rumi was out, and he was talking about this strange state of being, and he said, you know what, love is better than everything. Suddenly, he starts paying something. He's talking to whom? A very beautiful person. And that beautiful person should do something. Read that again, please, pay.
Pay the tithe on thy fair face, O beauteous one. Relate the story of the soul that is rent in pieces.
Okay, the second verse, did ring a bell, the second verse, to you? Relate the story to... Yes.
I want a chest, a breast that is torn asunder.
That's it. Over there, it says, Sinechaham Sharhe Sharhe Asfira. I'm looking for a chest torn apart from this separation. Here he will say, Sharhe Jana Sharhe Sharhe Bazgu. Means the thing that I told you there, that I'm looking for a chest like this to say it, here it is. with exact wordings. Suddenly, he's talking to a beauty. That you beauty, pay the tax of your beauty. And the tax of your beauty will be that do the analysis of this torn apart existence and life. Because Shar in Arab language has one meaning really, but it's used in different things. The most famous meaning of Shar means explanation, description. Description and explanation means Shar, because the teacher will do this to the complicated problem for children or for students. That's Shar, right? But the dissectomy that they do on the body is tashrih, and they call it tashrih because cutting off and analyzing, separating the stuff is shara. Therefore, he talked that I want some torn apart one to explain what love is about, and here he would say, give the tax of the beauty, you beautiful one, by explaining this torn apart life. Why is it torn apart? Let's hear.
For by the coquetry of a glance, one who is given to glancing amorously has branded my heart anew. I absolved him if he shed my blood. I was saying, it is lawful, and he was fleeing. Since thou art fleeing from the lament of those who are dust, why pourest thou sorrow on the hearts of the sorrowful? O thou whom every dawn that shone from the east found overflowing like the bright fountain, how didst thou give evasion to thy frenzied lover, O thou the sugar of whose lips hath no price? O thou who art a new soul to the old world, hear the cry from my body without soul and heart.
Up to here, what did you hear?
Confusion.
You heard a prayer, a love note to beloved, appreciating the beloved, and expressing really the attitude of love, right? He was talking to a beauty and was asking to do something and was talking to us meanwhile that this beautiful one had really torn apart my life, made everything upside down with some little trick really, because Gamze is like that, you cannot really translate it. Gamze mainly means to do a little gesture, to talk about untalkable in a very vague way. Like a beautiful lady is sitting, somebody will pass, and this beautiful lady doesn't want to show up that I have some interest. But she doesn't want her to go, so she'll do a little trick that if the guy is tricky, we'll understand that. It's another way of understanding it is now leaking the information to press. That's Kamze. So it could be bad, it could be good, right? But whatever beloved does in that fashion, to me is good, because whatever she does is good, and she's connecting anyhow. With something like that, I have a new injury. I have a new burning. And I'm talking to beloved like this, and beloved doesn't accept. The beloved, this is what you hear, right? So then you say, okay, did you hear enough? Now let's go to the other part of the equation.
Leave the tail of the rose. For God's sake, Set forth the tale as a nightingale that is parted from the rose.
This is what they use. I'm talking about the beauty of the beloved. No, I was telling you about love and the joy in the lover. So let's put aside the beauty of beloved, which I can go forever. Let's talk about the joy in the lover.